It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
The best of most country, 103.9, 98.5, MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And we do have a friend from the community in with us today. Denisha May is here to talk about a Lady in Leather parade / rally. And what does that mean?
The weekend of September 11th through the 13th, we will be having a rally, motorcycle rally.
Texarkana?
No, in Texarkana. We'll have games. We'll have special guest speakers. We'll have workshop, even self-defense classes, Zumba classes.
Mm-hmm.
Just a number of things. We're still working on more things to come. Saturday morning, we will have a Ladies in Leather parade through downtown Texarkana on State Line. This event is only for ladies.
The parade. Being in the parade.
To ride in the parade, you must be a woman.
That excludes me, Anna.
Yeah, I'm hearing you keep telling me that.
But now, the rest of the weekend is open to everybody, and we love our men coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Everybody should get in on this. It's really fun.
Yeah, to make that clear, the being in the parade will be women only, or yes, girls, if you got granddaughters, yes, daughters, whatever. Men spectators, fine. You know,
yeah,
cheering you on.
Cheering,
yeah, you need them there cheering,
yeah,
you on.
And the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
And
as far as being in the parade, that's women,
right,
only.
That
but,
is,
then, but then you got, yeah, all kinds of other stuff going on besides the parade.
Yes.
And men are included in that.
Oh, yes. Men are included. And we'll have vendors. We're still open to vendors. If anybody would like to become a vendor, just go to our website, ladiesandleatherparade.com.
Too easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're having this rally, and you're raising awareness for
women, to empower women, female riders, and just females, period,
right,
whether you ride or not. And if you don't ride, that's fine, too. You can still be in that parade because we have lots of women that will let you hop on the back seat of theirs.
You said there's people coming in from all over the place,
over
all
the
country. Because you said last year it was in another place in Texas that we don't
Lano,
even know.
No, it's a really small town.
Mm-hmm. And so they decided to move to Texarkana this year. Try,
yeah,
in Texarkana.
It would be great if they would stay in Texarkana.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Welcome. Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, if we can do a good job of promoting and everything. Now,
yes,
that is coming up in September 11th through the 13th, the Hilton Garden Inn on Cowhorn, across from the mall, is going to be your base. And then you said that you're going to have an early bird party the day before on Thursday,
yes,
the 10th of September.
Yes.
And then tomorrow there's something special.
Yes. Tomorrow we have a meet and greet at Harley-Davidson, Texarkana, from 12 to 4. After that, we're planning on running over to Scotty's for dinner and then back to the Holiday Inn for a slumber party. We have the whole floor meeting room, and there may or may not be a margarita machine for the
wow.
Sounds like a fun day and evening,
like, good
for
day.
You for you ladies there. All right, so it sounds like a lot of fun, but what are they, where can they go to find out more information on this?
You can go to Facebook page, Ladies and Leather Parade / rally, or you can just go to their website, which is www.ladiesandleatherparade.com.
Or come in person on Saturday and just come and,
yes,
ask some questions.
Yes, our
and have some fun.
Yeah. And have some fun with us.
The organizer will be here tomorrow.
Perfect.
So if you have any questions, you want to know more, just come on out and talk to her.
All right. I will.
Yeah.
JW gets to sleep in.
Yep, really. Since Anna slept in today, I'm taking the weekend. Bike enthusiasts from way back or recently?
I have ridden on the back before I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then when I hit my, I'm really not sure, 15 years ago, about 44 years, when I was 44.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Took the motorcycle safety class, uh-huh, and got my license and bought me a Sporty and rode it for 10 years and busted my butt on it.
All sorts of good stories.
Yeah, I finally decided it was time to upgrade to a Heritage, and it was the best ride.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
Anna knows about riding,
oh, yeah, tell
on the
story.
Back. Last year, during the Toys for Tots motorcycle thing they do every year, we were out there for that. It was a very cold day.
Yes.
And one of the few cold days we had during the winter. Anna rode with our good friend.
Al Green.
Yes, we love Al Green.
Yeah.
It's about time we had him back on here. I don't just have him in. I don't care whether he has anything going on. Just have him in. They decided that she would ride on the back of Al's motorcycle. And we were sitting around talking, you know, and Anna was bossing everybody around.
Da, 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 da,
and all of a sudden, Al goes, "Girl, go get on that motorcycle." She took tucked her head down, took off, got on that motorcycle.
This story gets better and better every time they tell it.
That's the Most Country, 103.9, 98.5, MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community is Denisha May, talking about the Lady in Leather Parade slash rally, a rally empowering women and helping out, well, vets and others in connection with that. Once again, talk about the fact that you got a meet and greet, kind of a free thing going on tomorrow, even though the event is in September.
We are having a meet and greet. It's just for everyone to get together and meet each other. And we have people coming from El Paso, San Antonio, Houston, all over Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, coming in tomorrow. Well, some of them are here now.
Some are already here, yeah.
And they'll have bike games, contests. We have Shell Shock Catering coming, the food truck. And she said there would probably be some special guests there. I don't know who those special guests are yet.
All right. Maybe one of them will be you.
No.
I'm not going to be a special guest. Yes, you will.
Now, the meet and greet tomorrow, where is that at?
It is at Harley Davidson in Texarkana.
And what time is it?
12 to 4. Harley is our main sponsor.
Okay, good.
Harley Texarkana.
Good.
Harley Texarkana, yes.
All right. And then the event itself, as far as the Lady in Leather Parade slash rally, will be in September, September 11th through the 13th at the Hilton Garden Inn on Cowhorn across from the mall. And they'll have the pre-party the day before on the 10th. When we get ready to wrap it up here in a minute, I'll get you to give us the Facebook and all that again. But let's play a game.
Okay.
Let's play a game. You and Anna play a game.
All right.
Okay.
All right. It's called Spy the Lie.
Spy the Lie.
Spy the Lie. I'm going to give you an event or something, and there's going to be some choices. All of them are true except for one in each category.
All right.
And you spy which one it is.
All right.
All right. All of the following are movies that were supposed to open this weekend. Of course, they're not opening movies because of COVID and everything like that, and it'll probably be July before they start doing movie releases again. But these movies were supposed to open this weekend except for one. You spy the lie.
Okay.
The High Note, Teenage Girl's First Wheels, Steel Ninjas, The Vast of Night, and Royal Ballet Swan Lake. Now, all of those are going to start this weekend except for one. Which one do you think is the lie?
Which one do you think?
The teen something.
She goes with Teenage Girls?
Something about ninjas.
You went with Steel Ninjas, and Steel Ninjas is the made-up fake one. Teenage Girls First Wheels, whatever that's about, was going to open.
That's really probably true.
See, I haven't heard any.
Who knows what that's about?
Yeah.
It could be about motorcycle riding.
Could be.
All of the following celebrities were once homeless before hitting it big.
Oh, okay. This will be interesting.
Except for one, you spy the lie.
Okay.
Chris Pratt lived in a van in Hawaii. Ashton Kutcher lived in a friend's camper for several years. Director James Cameron lived in his car. Jim Carrey lived in a tent on his sister's lawn. And Halle Berry lived in a homeless shelter in her early 20s. Which one of those is a lie?
Which one do you guess?
What was the director?
Let's see. Director James Cameron lived in his car. Chris Pratt lived in a van in Hawaii. Ashton Kutcher lived in a friend's camper. Jim Carrey lived in a tent on his sister's lawn. And Halle Berry lived in a homeless shelter in her early 20s.
Well, I know somebody lived in a tent, but I don't know if it was Ashton or Carrey. So we'll go with Carrey.
So you say Jim Carrey lived in a tent on his sister's lawn. What do you say?
James
Cameron lived in his car.
Yep.
Unfortunately, both of you were wrong.
Aww.
The only one that was the lie was Ashton Kutcher lived in a friend's camper for several years.
Good.
He did not do that. All those other things are true.
That's crazy.
And finally, PBS has a big documentary coming up on the life of Mae West.
Yes.
Mae West is going back.
Right.
But anyway, all of the following are titles of Mae West movies except for one. You spy which one's the lie.
Okay.
Night After Night, She Done Him Wrong, Skirts A-Blazin', Klondike Annie, or My Little Chickadee.
Are you going to give us a hint?
No, I'm not going to give you a hint. You give it away if I give you a hint. Night After Night.
Okay.
She Done Him Wrong. Skirts A-Blazin', Klondike Annie, and My Little Chickadee, all are titles of Mae West movies except for one.
I'm going with Klondike Annie.
She goes with Klondike Annie.
Skirts A-Blazin'.
You go with Skirts A-Blazin', and guess what? You're right!
You're the winner!
Skirts A-Blazin' is correct! So y'all actually did pretty good on that,
because
those were tough. Those were really tough.
No,
but those ones about big stars that were basically homeless is surprising. Really is surprising.
That really is. And it shows their dedication.
Yeah, it shows that they hung on and made it through a tough time, and now look at them now.
Yep.
But hey, I'd live in a van in Hawaii.
Hey,
absolutely. I would.
I'd live just about,
I'd
up in a tree in Hawaii, probably. All right, Facebook page,
Ladies in Leather Parade / Rally.
All right. Don't forget about the meet and greet tomorrow. Starts at Harley-Davidson at noon, and then you'll have all kinds of activities. Thanks for coming in, and come back and join us again as we get closer to the rally.
Right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.